A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the vending crisis in Harare in particular and other cities and towns in general.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the vending crisis in the country.
Harare has become the first council in Zimbabwe to set up a standing committee to deal with solely with issues of the ever-increasing street vendors. City Principal Communications Officer Michael Chidema says the committee chaired by Councillor Charity Bango will deal with issues relating to council on a daily basis and report to full council monthly or as and when necessary.
Mm-hmm. But of course, an update we are receiving from council is that one Janjasi Ekwazana councillor who actually chair the vending committee, just as an update. And of course, Zimbabwe, after years of an economic collapse, is now faced with a serious problem of hordes of struggling vendors, estimated at 5.7 million, who have invaded every little space in cities and towns to sell their wares. And for many Zimbabweans, Zimbabwe, or the country rather, is now a vending nation. Government, fearing social unrest, has not moved in to address the vending crisis. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tutawati tinge tichitarisa ne nyaya. Yevan vari kutengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa muguta reHarare nemamwewo maguta emunyika. Vamwe vari kuti izvi zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti zviri kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana mabasa. Nekudaro hapana chakaipa, uyewo makambani mazhinji ari kuramba achivharwa, vanhu havasina kwekuenda. Pane kuti vanhu vabe vari kutengesawo zvinhu zvavo mumigwagwa, asi vamwe vane zvitoro vari kuti aiwa, isu tiri kubhadharawo mitero, asi chiri kunetsa ndechekuti nyangwe pamberi pemavharanda, nyangwe pamukova, panenge paine vanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu ivava vakuita kuti tisawane mari. Tira kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yekutengeswa kwezvinhu mumigwagwa. Gibbs,
yabambe zuruka ndaba lingachona njani ngapha ke tinalo Blessing. Hayi, siyasaqhubaqhuba nje kancane. Ye, udaba lamhla isixoxa ngalo yikhona kokuthi sikhangele lapho abathengisa emigwaqweni emadolobheni. Sizule ukuthi ke edolobheni leHarare ikansili ithi abantu laba ungazani bagcwele ndawo yonke, kubesebuya ledala lephalamende lalo litsho njalo ukuthi abantu laba kungangcono besuswe. Kodwa-ke bakhona abalokhu bethela izikhonkwane besithi hhayi, ukuthi besuswe abantu laba kungeke kwenzakale ngoba umnotho welizwe kungani-ke ugxile endaweni ezingasizo. Xa sesikhangela-ke Blessing emadolobheni lawa, abantu abaningi abasasebenzi, abantu abaningi sikhathi sebethengisa konke nje khona kwabakutholayo. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lina lithini ngodaba lolu. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingena ngathi sikuhlelo nasi nombolo 001 202 619 0800 2077. Yenza iphindi nombolo kwazithi lisifonele kanye, salifona khona ngapho-ke ePlumtree, khona ngapho-ke eMount Darwin, khona ngapho-ke eMtare, singakhohlwali naphela eMaswingo, khona ngapho-ke ngikhuluma ngePangolini phela lapho elikhona khona phela okutshini, kuzobuya eMakhokhoba phela lingasikhohlwa, lakhona ngapho eDulibazimu Ndanda. Azingenani kuhlelo.
Mm-hmm.
Ye, asikhulumeni sizwe.
Mm-hmm. I think we have our first two guests lined up. Gibbs, mm-hmm. First we have economist from the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Mr. Prosper Chitambara, who is the chief economist there. Mr. Chitambara, good evening.
Good evening, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Gibbs, who is our second guest?
Our second guest is Mr. Edward Manning, who is the vice president of the mm-hmm. Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Association. He's based in Bulawayo.
Mr. Manning, good evening.
Good evening, Gift. How are you that end in Washington?
No, we are very doing great, and thank you so much. How is the city of kings and queens?
Well, it could be better if we get our marbles right.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the city of kings is now the dying city. It was the hub of Zimbabwe's economy,
mm-hmm.
but now, when we go to the industrial areas, we just find churches and we visit those places on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, from Mondays to Saturdays, we are on the streets here, on the verandas, corner to corner.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That summarizes it all, I guess. Let's start formally with Mr. Chitambara Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chitambara, we see that there are a lot of vendors in cities and towns, and the government is not taking all that kind of action, you know, or even the local authorities. They are failing to control this. What do you think is going on?
I think what is going on is that this problem is really reflecting what has happened to our economy, the state of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our economy has undergone wrenching changes over the past 3 decades.
Mm-hmm.
We have witnessed the deindustrialization of the formal economy, the destruction of the formal economy, and we have also witnessed the preponderance of informalization. So people that have lost jobs or that are failing to find jobs in the formal are actually eking out a living or subsisting in the informal economy. And the informal economy is highly heterogeneous. It's very disorganized, and it's very, very difficult to regulate. So I think that's the problem that we have. But really, it's a reflection of the state of the economy, because normally informalization is a barometer for the strength of the economy. So the higher the levels of informalization, normally the weaker the economy. So I think it's really a sad development. And dealing with that obviously requires a holistic and comprehensive AI strategy. It's not just about removing these people, but it's also, more importantly, about ensuring that these people have access to a decent job. I think the idea really is to deal with the un- and underemployment that is prevailing in the economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chitambara. Mr. Manning, if you can elaborate, I know you touched on this a bit. How is the situation like in Bulawayo?
The situation is tense.
Mm-hmm.
The government, the city council, is sitting on a time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the chair, mm-hmm. approached the city council. We called a workshop with the mayor
mm-hmm.
where we highlighted the situation on the ground, that it's the only way. We need to trade where we are trading in compliance with the new constitution. There are no jobs for starters.
Mm-hmm.
And as how I look at it,
mm-hmm.
I don't see us having any jobs from now until after the elections, the new elections in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the government has a plan
mm-hmm.
to sort out the situation. So the mayor has granted us, he says, okay, you people can carry on, but we must work in harmony mm-hmm. with the shops, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do, where it will be a win-win situation, where council, if they agree, they'll take a dollar a day from each vendor.
Mm-hmm.
With these 1,000 people on the streets, imagine how much revenue they would have collected.
Mm-hmm.
These same people here on the streets are paying the city council rates. They are paying rent. They are paying school fees for the children. They are paying for Imperial. We are paying lights. We are paying water. I think it's the only way. Because if they do not accept what we are saying, you can rest assured an idle brain is the workshop. These very same people which you chase in the street, they'll be marking them in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen? The crime rate will rise. At a certain moment, many of our daughters and sisters and cousins are walking in the streets right now outside my flat here, selling their bodies because there are no jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get the youth, particularly the youth, we've got to get them employed. And one way of employing them in this bad situation is rather to get them occupied in the daytime so that they can go home and do something with the little cash they are getting. I know they're not getting much, but at least
regaitiuye kwamuri vachitambara vamaning vataura nyaya yakakosha yekuti vanhu ava vakanzi vabhadhare dhora rimwe chete kukanzuro rinogona kubatsira vachina masa vakataurawo mazuva apera emuparamende kuti varikuda kuti vanhu avanga vachibhadhariswa mutero hurumende ingazvigadzirisa sei nyaya inenge iri kunetsa nekuti vanhu ava vanenge vasina kunyoreswa kapasi
handina kuzonyatsaundika kwekutanga ndazvinzwa kwemvunzinekwepesira
nyika
dzakatiwandeidza chekutangisa chine chida kuzivikanwa kunzi vanhu ava vanga vachirejistwa nekuti zvandiso zvakambotaura vanhu vari kuita zvinhu zvakanyanya kusiyana and maauthorities haana marekodzi anoratidza kuti chii chavari kuita ndo chekutandisisa saka panoda nyaya yeregistration chechipiri panoda nyaya support even yatingati regulatory support nedzimwe support dzakasiyana siyana in terms of even mabylaws among ma-institutional sectors anosupporta because nyaya sekta iyoyi inoinvolva kuti ma-SMEs saka isekta ine potential yakakurisisa not just kunyaya dzematax but even kunyaya dzekuemploya vanhu even makaona nyika dzakaita sana israel masmall to medium enterprises ari kucontributa ma40% yegdp saka isekta ine potential but inoda kuregulatwa zvakanaka uye inoda kusupportwa nemaregulations ar supportive uye nemamwe mainstitutional sectors zvinhu zvakaita setechnical support zvinhu zvakaita seeven financial assistance kuitira kuti iwe win-win situation kwete kuti hurumende yongoti takutekisai but pasina support yavari kuwapawo in terms of maregulations in terms of finance in terms of technical capacity nezvimwe zvakadaro daro saka pane potential yekuti tinogona kuita leverage sector yeinformal sector iyi nekuti kugaro rakabudisika nezinsat masvondo apfuura riri kuratidza kuti 94% yeekonomi yedu yainformalized zvichireva kuti hurumende iri kukwanisa kungowana marevenues from about 6% inowe ndo formal economy saka pane mukana wekuti tinogona kunge tichiita tap into informalization ndokunge taparura mame hurongwa hunogona kuita kuti vanhu ava vanga vaine maincentives kuformaliza mabhizimusi avo uye kwanisa kunge vachicontributa kunyaya dzematax
thank you so much Mr. Chitambara please do stay on the line like what Mr. Chitambara is saying he's saying statistics recently released by the government or Zimstat actually show that 94% of Zimbabwe's economy is now in what is called the informal sector. Only 6% is in the formal sector, which means that this is not a problem, but an opportunity for the economy to actually grow. That is if the government is able to come up with policies that can make it possible to at least formalize this economy.
Mr. Manning, as you are the drivers of the economy, do you think that you are getting a fair deal from the government and all other stakeholders?
Well, I wouldn't say we are getting a fair deal from the government because we don't really meet them one-on-one. Though we had a meeting with the senators and the MPs 2 weeks ago where we highlighted the challenges faced in the informal sector. And they promised us if we wrote to them, they would do something about it. But when we hear these parliamentary debates, we find it's not working out. So we are now working with the city council one-on-one and say, okay, in this best situation, how can we do something better? You know, charity begins at home. If you go to Johannesburg, and I travel to Johannesburg every month, the Zimbabweans which are trading on the streets there, the number, I'm even surprised. How many people greet me and say, yes, comrade, you know. They are doing it in South Africa. It's maybe about, in Joburg alone, there must be a million vendors. How many of those people on the streets come from here, from Ligazi, from Makokoba, or from Tolocho, or from Samsi? So I think the government should practice what they preach. They wrote the constitution, right? And in the constitution, it highlights certain things like people should work where they are working, and these are our rights. There are no jobs. We in Chia are just trying to help government, but we are worried that government really appreciate what the effort we are trying to do. And do they appreciate what we're doing?
Thank you very much, Mr. Manning, and stay on the line. I think we're joined by the third guest that we have been looking for. Yeah, that is Mr. Thabang Nare. Mr. Thabang Nare is a social commentator, and he works with some vendors groups. Mr. Nare, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you very much. Starting in Sintu Vele, usani kungena konapo. Ungathini ke ngodabalolu lwabantu abathengisa ezidaladini. Kambe nxa sukhangele kuhlupha kanganani emadolobheni la?
Udaba lolu luhambelana lomumo welizwe, luhambelana lokuthi i-economy yethu ithwele kanzima, akula muntu obuya le mali evela kwamanye amazwe. NamaZimbabwe nakudiaspora layo athikaza ukuthi efake imali yawo ukuthi ama-industry eZimbabwe esebenze. Ngakho-ke abantu abalamisebenzi ekuseleni kwabo imisebenzi sebengene ezidaladeni zemadolobheni ukuthi bethengise okuncane abangakuthengisa whether ngama-vegetables or bathengise impahla abangakuthengisa ukuthi at least umuntu nxa ilanga litshona ehambe ngekhaya ethwele okuyimadlanyana angathi ngakho isinkwa lochako.
Kodwa kuza phela ngani kambe abantu bonke bangabe lokho bethengisa khonapho akusuze kuhlupe khonokho?
Into ekhona nje ukuthi uMinister of Finance utshilo iVictoria Falls, I think kulamadika amabili edlule ukuthi informal sector kukhula kwayo kuyi-symptom yokuthi i-economy kayikho kahle. So as long as i-economy ingekho kahle, sizaba ne-problem yokuthi i-informal sector ama-vendors abe lokhu isanda. Kodwa thina nje siyakhuthaza ukuthi laba abakhokhela ama-vendors, abasebenzela ama-vendors, labakhulumisane nama-city council, bebone indlela yokuthi abantu bengathengisela ezindaweni ezingaphambuli umthetho nokodwa kumele abantu bethole iy'ndawo zokuthengisa lapho abangaphila khona. ngapha sisalungisisa i-economy yelizwe. Khathi ukuthi uhulumende ephangise ukuthi enze izinto, ama-policies etshintshe okutshintshwayo ukwenzela ukuthi ama-investors engene masinyane elizweni. Xa singasolovanga i-problem ye-economy, then abantu bazabe bedukeka. Singaze sibaxoxe ezitridini bazaphenduka futhi.
Yes, I was a cool babanari. So what you are saying is, you know, the kind of situation that is prevailing in Zimbabwe is a reflection of the poor state of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So he says there are no jobs, so people should actually try to, maybe the vendors' leaders,
mm-hmm.
try to talk to council officials
mm-hmm.
so that they can operate in designated places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about vending. Is it a problem or an opportunity for the government? Of course, many might complain that it's a crisis. Mm-hmm. Vendors are a menace. But some economists, like Mr. Shitambara, is saying, yeah, the government can actually benefit from the vendors, because I think this is the reality that Zimbabwe must now accept.
Definitely.
Yeah, and policies must actually be implemented by government that can try to make sure that it at least leverages something from this informal economy. Regatende kumterero dokutanga mukoma Howard Magadi. Ai wa isu tiripo muri kuona sei nyaya iri mudariro iyi.
Andina mashoko akawanda kutaura blessing. Just a total mess. There's nothing that you can't much amutatombo farm to scan. Could not farm, but you know, you can't imagine the real town there that you farm, but you tumble. To our window shopping, and there's nothing like that now. You know, there's nowhere to step to put your foot on. It has made life so difficult. You have nowhere to park your car. That has made life so difficult, especially around the
So what should be done?
Well, I don't know. But the situation in the whole country, that I don't know what should be done. I cannot say anything.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Ngoma Howard.
All right, thank you, Gosha.
Aiwa, tinote ndashukuru. Of course, we also have messages on WhatsApp, Gibbs. We have Farai Manyere. Arguti, dai hurumende yezaru PF yabvisa humbibidoga wayo wekutora 51%. Uye, dai yadzorera vanhu vane ruzivo nekushandisa mapurazi vanogona kurima. Ndinoda kuti mabasa angawande zvekuti zvekutengesera mumigwagwa zvinopera sokuti mabasa anenge owanikwa. Then Dube writes, it's been hectic. I'm employed by NRZ, National Railways of Zimbabwe, but things have not been rosy for the past 12 months. We have had no salary. As it is, I'm struggling to make ends meet. Please, can you discuss NRZ issue? I feel it's a national disaster. I think that's a challenge. I think we should address that. And then we have Joseph Chiturumana in Chipinge, who writes, it's hard to tell the truth. I can't really explain everything. It's difficult in this country. Gulliver says vending in urban centers has reached alarming levels. Councils should be taken to task to rectify the situation, because they need votes in 2018. They will not do anything. Ishmael says the country will be always poor if we don't allow the whites to come in. Let's just forget about the history. It was then, now is now, and we have to look to the future. Just look at South Africa. It's way developed just because of whites. And if we allow whites, many of the industries will be open. Let's just do what is best for us. Gamba says, very tough life about to go where xenophobia is taking place. No alternative. I presume that is South Africa.
Yes. Now, let's come back to you, Mr. Chitambara. Let's talk about policies, maybe that can be crafted by government in order to enhance, you know, the operation needs of vendors. What can be done so that all stakeholders can benefit?
I mean, there are many things that need to be done. For example, the issue of creating a conducive, ideal places for these guys to really operate from. I think we need to create infrastructure that is suited and customized for these guys. And also places even where it's convenient for them to do business. Well, the other thing is that they are trying to come after clients or to come where the clients are in the city centers. So I think first and foremost, what needs to be done is to make sure that we create an enabling infrastructure base for these guys to be able to actually do their business from. Then we also need to create supportive regulatory infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But when you look at some of our bylaws, they are actually anti-SMEs to a very, very great extent. Because these are bylaws that were probably designed, most of them actually were designed during the colonial period. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to look at, number one, the physical infrastructure aspect, and also, number two, the legal and institutional infrastructure. But again, also, this whole thing is also symptomatic of, you know, like when you take, for example, most of our cities, we haven't really decentralized development to smaller towns, to smaller areas, even to the rural areas. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also an onus on central government to also invest in smaller towns, to invest in other areas, new towns, create new towns, so that people don't just come, or the people don't just come to Harare or to Bulawayo or to Mtaro or to Gweru, mm-hmm. but we actually create other economic centers in smaller towns based on the availability of natural resources, and then we exploit economic activities across the value chain. For example, when you take areas like Chiazwa or areas where there are minerals, we try across the mineral value chain in those areas. So I think it's a challenge for us to change our development model towards economic decentralization.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Tinemwe mutereri, mkoma Pikenzi, makadi kuzaka wako?
Kuna kuzaka, kuna simba chayiro. Makadi zenyo kukone ku America kumuruwa.
Aiwa, tirungu daro zwe mtu wakumu waka oma kumemunyoro. Iro dambuzi kore kutenge samu kwa kwa ririko, hiriku zaka kana utimurutu wati ziruwa kwa harari ni kumbla wani.
Hapana kuzisiri mungu mungu tawarezi. Zaa nzia zaa na Zimbabwe. Nika ya Zimbabwe. Ne wana waka zarwa. Wasinga nipita zeni mbuka mpopoto. Wano zama nipo wano gona napo kuti. Na iwa kwanisa. Kuita zineta kutuwararame. Pasina kuzinyira ume. Pasina kundi. Zisine ili zaga wanda wanda zikitikezi. And with Zimbabwe, I'm going to say that it is a blessed message in the message. Because we can tell you that we are going to get it. I don't know if I want to go to the Kurana. I'm going to go to the Wundu. I'm going to go to the Wundu.
Tichi Tarisao, Vamu Arku, Kununa Kutimuarari, Vanning Vati, want to say some money and you panga it with say. Mati wenyu
I'm not sure what this is.
Mr. Nare and also Mr. Manning and Mr. Chitambara, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. We are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.